subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number three here on this terrific Thursday, March 5th, 2026 edition. I don't know if you guys saw the press conference yesterday afternoon, started about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. President Trump had a meeting at the Oval Office. And at that meeting was seven of the largest IT companies in America. What President Trump assigned the Energy Secretary, the Secretary of the Interior, Secretary Energy, all of these various cabinet positions very early on when he took office, January of 2025. He said, we need more electricity in America. We need more energy in America. We need more electricity in America. We are going to be the leader in the world when it comes to artificial intelligence, AI, when it comes to cryptocurrency, when it comes to all this technology and information that needs to be stored, gathered to make our people's lives better, to make businesses thrive using this technology. We are going to be the leader of it in the world. There's only one problem. We don't have enough electricity. We do not have enough electricity in our power grid. What I want you guys to do is I want you to approach the private sector. I want you guys to reach out and run my idea by major giants in this industry, in all these industries. We want to do it with automotive plants. We want to do it with data centers. We want to do this with cryptocurrency mines. We want to do this everywhere. My idea is I don't want the government building new nuclear power plants. I don't want our government building new hydrogen plants. I don't want more electricity coming from the government. I want it built and I want it coming from the private sector. Well, all of them looked at him like, President Trump, with all due respect, sir, you're out of your mind. Private companies are going to build nuclear power plants. I don't understand how we're going to sell this. He says it's very simple. They can build their data centers and get their permits for those data centers in 2 weeks. We will reduce the regulatory permit process down to 2 weeks if they will build a nuclear power plant on site. And they have to agree that any excess electricity that they don't consume in the operation of their data center, if they don't use all the electricity that they are using for their electric storage facility, their cryptocurrency. All of these type of technologies that we need built in this country, if they don't tap in to the current power grid, I want them to build a power grid that is exactly the same size of electricity that we are currently producing in the current power grid. I want 100% increase in electricity in America. And they must agree that they will not tap in to the local power grid to provide power to their building, to their project. They have to be self-sufficient. They have to not only produce enough power for their use, but they have to give excess power into the grid, and thereby lowering the electric costs of the regular ratepayers. Homes, small businesses, radio stations, everybody in America will get a reduction in their electric bill under this plan. Well, the cabinet secretaries thought he was crazy. They all said, Mr. President, this is a huge ask. He said, pick up the phone and call these guys and ladies and tell them I want to talk to them. Okay, we can do that. Energy Secretary Duffy, he gets on the phone, calls the biggest, largest information technology company in America who wants to build data centers all across the country, involved in data storage, which is part of artificial intelligence. Well, guess what? They got on the phone with Donald Trump. And as a result, yesterday, about 3-4 o'clock hour in the Oval Office at the White House, those seven giants of industry was in his office. And they announced the Ratepayer Reduction Act and codified it in an executive order that they are going to build these plants this year. And because their permits will be approved within 2 weeks, because they have pledged and laid out in their site plans the on-site electrical generation that they plan to build and outline exactly how they are going to tie into the grid only one way, input only. It won't be a two-way street. It won't be input and output, bringing it out. It'll be putting it in only, because they'll generate their own electricity to generate their own power to run their own operation, and will have automatically excessive electricity they won't be using, that won't be required, that they can dump into our grid and thereby increase the amount of power we, the people, have. Folks, it's economics 101. The more supply you have of electricity, the lower the cost. It's the law of supply and demand. Our demand is there. I looked at my most recent electric bill for the home studio. Year over year, last January and now last February, we spent almost the exact same consumption of kilowatt hours this January and this February than we did last year. It was a little bit colder this year, so we paid a little bit more for our well connect unit, which has its own separate meter, by the way. But basically, as far as general electricity use, we're the same. Well, if everybody in America is like our house, they have basically, if you look at your electric bill year over year, those bar graphs on your electric bill, You have the same amount of usage this year than you did last year. If we double our capacity of electricity in our electric grid, we will have so much electricity, they will automatically, because of the law of supply and demand, be able to lower our rates. Will they? You bet, if there's competition. Did you hear in the news story earlier this morning on this show, City of Ann Arbor has collected over 6,500 signatures to put it on the ballot as a voter referendum to eliminate consumers' energy as their only source of electricity for the entire city of Ann Arbor. And what do they want to do? They want to create their own city municipal electric power generating source and give people the option. Do you want to buy your electricity from us, the city of Ann Arbor, or do you want to continue buying it from consumers? Our price is going to be 25, 35, 50% cheaper. Which one do you want supplying the electricity to your house? Competition, folks, is upon us. And what Donald Trump did in the Oval Office yesterday with these seven giants of industry is a precedent. It has never happened in the history of our country where we have the private sector paying for electricity generation on their own. No subsidies, no grants, no money from Washington in any way, shape, or form. They're willing to make that investment so that they can get their businesses up and running and agree to give energy back into our grid. I don't know if the media is even covering this story or not. Since I watched the actual meeting in the Oval Office, I haven't had time to check any other headlines. I was prepping for my interview with Perry Johnson and then with Paul Jacobs, and I've been laser focused on it. Well, at the same time that Donald Trump and these seven industry giants are doing it, yesterday, Attorney General Dana Nessel told the Senate Energy and Environment Committee that President Donald Trump's emergency orders to keep a West Michigan coal-fired power plant open, costing Michigan ratepayers more for electricity, which is a bald-faced lie. Nessel argued that there's cheaper energy sources than coal. What? Name them, Dana. What are they? Natural gas? More than coal. Tell us what the energy sources are that are cheaper than coal. Unbelievable. Well, President Trump is doing the right thing, and Dana Nessel doesn't know what she's talking about. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I just noticed during the break a text message from Miss P in Petoskey. She said, I got a text message from Perry Johnson's campaign that he's looking to cut out our income taxes. But on your show says to you that he only will look at reducing property taxes, not eliminate them. Nope. I want to get point of clarification on this right here. What he said was, after he gets in there and does a forensic audit of the budget, he'll find the absolute waste, fraud, and abuse that's in our budget, and will then eliminate property taxes because of the savings from finding the waste, fraud, and abuse and eliminating it, cutting it out. He's an efficiency expert. But what you have to do first is you have to incentivize the economy. You've got to get businesses to look at moving to Michigan, because like Tennessee, like Florida, like Texas, they cut their and eliminated their state income tax. Businesses went there. Why? You're going to pay a worker to work in your business. You're going to pay them $50,000 for the man or the woman to work in your business, your factory, your plant, whatever, your office. By eliminating 4.25% state income tax, net effectively, that employee is going to be getting paid $52,000 a year. Or basically keeping all of their income and saving $2,000 a year of the 4.25% state income tax of their $50,000 salary. The spouse, the other person in the family, they're going to get the same $2,000 savings. Like he said in the ad, the average family of four will save $47,47. By getting more businesses to come here, bringing more jobs here, bringing more people here, and finding the waste, fraud, and abuse. The next thing he can do as governor, and probably will, is eliminate the property taxes. That'll cause even more people to move here. And for you folks that are totally against more people moving into your cities, your neighborhoods, your northern Michigan beautiful communities, Randy, we want to keep it the way it is. Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're a dying breed. We need more people in the state of Michigan. Instead of 10 million people, which we've been hovering around for decades, declining, in 2010, the only state in the country that lost population, the only state, it's got to stop. Why? Because if you're not prospering, if you're not growing, if you're not expanding your businesses, your population, you're a dying state. And Michigan has been a dying state for far too long. It's got to stop. Do you guys realize decades ago we had 19 congressmen based on population? We're down to 13 in Washington, D.C. We have 13 congressional districts. We used to have 19 back in the 1960s. It's got to stop. It's going to take a strong businessman to get it done. And I'm sorry, but so far, I like what I'm hearing from Perry Johnson. If he gets enough signatures to put it on, get himself on the ballot, April 21st is the filing deadline. It's going to be game on. Who has got the money to get his message out to beat Jocelyn Benson and Mike Duggan? That's the question, because if we don't beat them, we lose this state to Jocelyn Benson or even Mike Duggan. Nothing's going to change in the state of Michigan. Perry's going to come in and do the forensic audit. He's going to come in and absolutely find the absolutely stupid spending they've been doing for years in Lansing, and he's going to cut it out, especially if we get the Republican-controlled Senate. So, got a very simple decision. Who are you going to support on August 4th in the primary? Well, we'll find out together as we see who ends up actually on the ballot. Who has the signatures to get on the ballot, and then who is going to be printed on the ballot for us to vote for. And then we'll make our decisions as to who we want to support. But so far, I'm liking what I'm hearing from Perry. Let's see if he gets the signatures, and let's see if the other candidates drop out when they see him on the ballot. Because he's got the money to beat them in the August primary. They're wasting their time. I hate to say it, but it takes money to get your message out. So sit back and watch the TV ads running the month of March and start asking people, hey, have you ever heard of Perry Johnson? Start doing it with everybody you come in contact with. Ask them that question and see what they say. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family, this state, and our community.